This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. 50 years ago today, the Apollo 11 mission touched down on the moon. And a few hours later, American astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin became the first humans to walk on the moon, as their fellow astronaut Michael Collins orbited in the command module. This remarkable technological achievement marked a global cultural change in ideas of what's possible in space. David Newman is a former deputy administrator at NASA and is the Apollo Professor of Astronautics and Engineering Systems at MIT. She joins us in the studio to talk about the magnitude of that day. Deva, welcome.
Thanks, Sharon. Great to be here.
Let's rewind the tape 5 decades. What do you remember about the moon landing?
I think I remember everything, but truthfully, some of us are. I was 5 years old. I was a young girl growing up in Montana. We had great skies. It is a big sky country. So I watched it with my family, and I actually think that it was more of an audio recording because it was pretty scratchy. I don't think we had great images coming down, real time. It was kind of scratchy. But we knew exactly what happened. And who would have known? Yeah, 5 decades later, I'm the Apollo program professor. It taught me most fundamental, it inspired my whole life, but the most fundamental thing for a little girl growing up in, rural state of Montana, it was Helena, the capital, but it taught me to dream.
So that one moment was a real turning point.
It was. I didn't know I was going to end up an aerospace engineer or professor, but I knew how big this moment in history was. It's, one of those moments, exactly where you were, who you're with, even if you're only a young girl growing up.
Today we, as we all point out, we live with what are basically mini computers in our pockets. And, a smartphone has more computer power than NASA in 1969. But people also now seem almost blasé about how quickly technology advancing in ways that not long ago would have practically seemed like magic. So in that context, can you describe the hugeness of the Apollo mission and its global significance?
So let's talk actually about the computer itself. It was amazing. Of course, it's not capable by today's standards, but it was the instrumentation lab at MIT. So it's near and dear to my heart. First of all, it was a one-page contract, and it said, MIT, you instrumentation lab, which became our Draper Laboratory, literally get us to the moon. And the biggest technological breakthrough was, well, first, software engineering was developed. Margaret Hamilton coined that word. But the integrated chip, it was the integrated circuit in the computer chip, that was invented because of Apollo.
With that contract, was it sort of open-ended? Like, hey, we don't know how you're going to do this, MIT, but just go for it?
Absolutely. And they, a lot of trust, a lot of belief, and a lot of people working together. Of course, for the U.S., it was for NASA, but it was for the world, just to do something so audacious, so audacious, but all with the focus and all with that dream that, hey, we could be the ones. We could do this. It was a space race, but that decade, that leadership from President Kennedy, as well as just that dogged, determination and failing. Failing's important. You have to, if you're going to do the big, audacious engineering, technology, scientific breakthroughs, well, you have to take risk. You have to have some crazy ideas. You have to say, why not?
How would you describe the value of space exploration?
First, I say there's three fundamental questions of exploration. It's, are we alone? Are there other habitable planets? And when will we find life? And we have a lot of evidence. Evidence is mounting for all of those. Are we alone? No, we're not alone. Are there other habitable planets? Yes, we have, 6,000 exoplanets. And then, is there life? And that's why Mars is a horizon goal. First, the moon. There's just, great work we can do on the moon, but I only want to be on the moon in a decade. Then we'll be really ready to go to Mars. And we're going to Mars to search for life, to find past life. My bet is that we'll probably find kind of fossilized, very old life. But that's so important because it tells us about life here on Earth.
Some people also make the argument, hey, we've got a lot of terrestrial issues. Why? Why do space exploration?
It pushes us. It makes us better. But all of my space experiments have applications, biomedical applications here on Earth for people.
As we mark this 50th anniversary, what would you say the influence of the Apollo program was?
I think it was to change humanity's mindset. I think it was the moonrise photo. I think it was to look at Earth in its entirety. And to this day, it was a real unification. It was just, you know, kind of everything that's best with human exploration. That's been my career, to push humanity beyond what we think is possible. It's really doing the impossible and then making it happen.
Let's say NASA does get some astronauts to Mars. And let's just say it's up to you to help the crew members decide what they should say as they become the first humans to set foot on another planet. What would you suggest?
We're here. We come in peace. We're here for humanity. And maybe there should be a little music, right? Maybe we should leave a little bit of ourselves. Maybe we should jazz it up a little bit. Have some fun, right? So maybe some music and, you know, a really nice message that's very clear, that is a global peaceful message for all.
David, thank you.
Thank you.
David Newman is a former NASA deputy administrator and is the Apollo Professor of Astronautics and Engineering Systems at MIT. This is 90.9 WBUR.